All right, let's dive into the future of healthcare. Specifically, what's in store for us in 2025?
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, and to guide us, we have Healthcare's 2025 Forecast, a Balancing Act.
Okay.
It's by Meredith Kirchner, COO of Curé.
Gotcha.
And it was published on .med.com just last month.
Very recent.
Yeah, so it's pretty up to date. And basically, it paints this picture of a perfect storm brewing in healthcare, right? We've got rising costs, like always, but then you've got all these incredible technological advancements, like exploding onto the scene. And then on top of that, there's this massive push for more patient-centered care, which is fantastic, obviously, but it's kind of like, how do we make it all work, you know?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
Exactly. So that's what we're gonna unpack today. Whether you're a patient or a provider, this is going to like directly impact you.
Absolutely. And I think what's really interesting about Kirchner's piece is that it acknowledges the I guess the elephant in the room, which is the financial strain that a lot of people are facing. I mean, think about it. In 2024, almost 20% of adults couldn't pay their medical bills. And then you add on top of that, even more people struggling to afford their prescriptions. And now with all these Medicaid disenrollments happening, it's like, that safety net is disappearing for so many people.
It's like a recipe for disaster almost.
It really is. It's a potential healthcare access crisis if we don't come up with some new solutions.
And to be fair, it's not like healthcare was ever like cheap to begin with, right?
Right, exactly.
But Kirchner argues that these traditional payment plans that, a lot of providers offer, they're not cutting it anymore. It
Yeah.
can be super confusing, they're inflexible, and sometimes they even lack like basic consumer protections.
Yeah, they're not really designed for the current reality that we're in.
Exactly.
And that's where that's where these new platforms come in.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
So patient financial access platforms, like Curé, the company that Kirchner works for, they're designed to give patients more options, more control, like consumer-friendly financing options.
So it's not just about like shifting debt around.
No, not at all. It's about empowering patients, making healthcare more accessible, especially as these costs continue to climb.
Okay, I get that it's good for patients, but what about the health systems themselves? I mean, they're businesses too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, I think, the really cool thing about these platforms. They benefit both sides.
Okay.
So for health systems, these patient financing programs can actually create like a more predictable revenue stream.
Makes sense.
And it also reduces all that administrative burden that comes with managing, tons of different payment plans, chasing down late payments, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It really frees them up to focus on what matters, which is patient care.
So it's like a win-win. Patients get these, manageable payment options, and providers, they get paid faster and more reliably.
Exactly.
Now, Kirchner also talks about this shift, in the article. It's from like these single function health tech vendors to more, what's the word? Like integrated partners. What does that even mean?
Well, you know how like way back in the day you had to use like a separate app for everything, like banking, shopping, travel. Now it's all integrated into these platforms.
Right.
So
Okay.
healthcare's going in that direction.
So instead of having like, separate systems for scheduling appointments, managing medical records, billing, all that stuff, it's all becoming more and more connected.
Exactly. And actually, these patient financing platforms are often leading the charge. They're not just offering loans, they're incorporating things like insurance discovery, so helping patients find the best coverage,
Oh, well.
and also connecting them with charities, government assistance programs, even tools to help patients understand their bills better.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's really about creating a more holistic experience, a more patient-centered experience.
Okay, so it sounds like these platforms are trying to, actually tackle these affordability and access issues that we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely.
But the article does bring up this potential hurdle, funding challenges.
Right.
What's the deal with that?
Well, Kirchner points out that rising interest rates are making it harder for healthcare startups, especially in like the fintech space, to secure funding.
So does that mean innovation is going to slow down?
Not necessarily, but it does mean that health systems are going to be more cautious about who they partner with. They're
Right.
going to be looking for established companies that have, strong financials, can weather any storms, not just startups that might disappear overnight.
So it's all about stability.
Yeah, stability and reliability.
Makes sense. Now, what about AI? I feel like we hear about AI in healthcare all the time, but what does it actually look like in practice?
That's a great question, and it's something that Kirchner does touch on. And while it's still early days, AI has the potential to really change how healthcare works, especially when it comes to all those administrative tasks.
So like automating claims processing, handling denials.
Exactly.
Even like communicating with patients.
Right. And that could free up so much time for, you know, healthcare professionals to actually like provide care.
Right. So it's not about replacing humans with robots. It's about using technology to make things more efficient.
Yeah, exactly.
So healthcare professionals can actually focus on what they do best.
And it goes beyond efficiency, too. AI can play a huge role in personalizing the patient experience.
How so?
So think about tailored reminders, follow-up communications, even predictive analytics that can like flag potential payment problems before they even happen.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So it's really about using technology to create a smoother, more efficient, but also more human-centered healthcare system.
Okay. That makes sense. And then, you know, we talked about AI, but there's also all this stuff happening with state-level reforms related to medical debt.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, what's the latest on that front? I know some states have been, like, cracking down on some of these aggressive debt collection practices.
Yeah, absolutely. States are really stepping up to protect patients. We're seeing stricter regulations on debt collection, especially for, you know, low-income patients.
Right.
There are some really interesting things happening, like New Mexico, for example, passed the Medical Debt Relief Act back in 2023.
Right.
And it's really been seen as a model for other states. It really prioritizes transparency and patient-friendly solutions, which, you know, aligns perfectly with what we've been talking about with these platforms.
Yeah, it does. So it's not just about technology, right? It's about a fundamental shift in how we think about and approach healthcare financing. But we've covered a lot already, and I know there's more to unpack. So when we come back, let's dive deeper into how companies like Cure are addressing these challenges and what it all means for the future of healthcare.
So before the break, we were talking about rising interest rates and how that's making things tough for healthcare startups.
Yeah, it's definitely pushing health systems to look for those more established partners, the ones who've, you know, been around the block a few times.
Exactly. The ones you know can actually deliver on their promises. And, you know, that brings us back to companies like Cure.
Right. I mean, Kirchner's their COO, so it's got to be right up their alley, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one thing that really stands out about Cure is their focus on those big multi-hospital health systems.
Okay.
They're working with these massive organizations every day, so they really understand the challenges they face.
So, like, let's get specific. How does Cure actually help providers navigate all this? You know, patient financing, all these big changes happening in the industry.
Well, first off, their platform, it's not just about loans, right? Remember we were talking about those integrated solutions earlier?
Yeah.
Cure is a perfect example of that. So they combine patient financing with insurance discovery, which helps patients find the best coverage options.
That's huge, especially with so many people uninsured or underinsured these days.
Yeah.
It's like they're tackling affordability from like every angle.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. They also connect patients with charities, help them navigate eligibility for government programs. It's about like providing that safety net.
So it's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Patients can see all their options in one place.
Right. And that's, you know, that's crucial for building trust, improving the patient experience.
Right. Because patient satisfaction.
Right.
It's more important than ever these days.
Absolutely.
It's not just about the medical care. It's about the whole experience from start to finish.
Exactly. And speaking of, you know, start to finish, Cure also offers these patient engagement tools to streamline communication about payments, follow-ups, helps providers get paid faster, keeps those bills from going to collections.
It's that proactive approach we were talking about. Everyone benefits.
Exactly. Now, you know, we've talked a lot about how AI can streamline things on the administrative side.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, how does that fit into Cure's strategy?
That's a good question. I mean, the article doesn't really get into the specifics of their AI, but I'm sure they're exploring those possibilities.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, think about it. AI could automate eligibility checks, personalize payment plans, even predict potential payment issues before they even come up.
It's like having a built-in financial advisor.
Exactly. And this brings us back to those state reforms around medical debt. How does a company like Cure help providers navigate all that?
Well, it seems like they're already ahead of the curve, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, they're all about transparent, patient-friendly financing, reasonable rates, flexible options. It's like they're addressing the very concerns that are driving these reforms.
Absolutely. And by integrating insurance discovery, those charity resources, they're helping patients avoid debt in the first place.
Right. Prevention is key. And didn't Kirchner mention that Curo prioritizes compliance with federal consumer financing laws?
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
That has to be reassuring for providers, knowing they're working with a company that's, you know, ethical and responsible.
Oh, for sure. That's a big deal, especially with all the scrutiny on the industry these days.
So for any health system leaders listening out there, I think the takeaway is prioritize patient financial access. Find partners who get it.
Exactly. It's about adapting, embracing change, and putting the patient first.
Absolutely. Now, we've covered a lot of ground here, but I feel like we've only scratched the surface. What are your thoughts on, like, the big picture implications of all this? What does it mean for the future of healthcare as a whole?
Well, I think that's a perfect question to tackle in the final part of our deep dive. We've laid the groundwork. Now it's time to zoom out and see the forest for the trees, so to speak. What does it all mean for patients, providers, the industry? We'll explore all that when we come back.
Okay, so we're back and we've covered a lot of ground. Patient financing, AI, state reforms. Whew, it's a lot. But before we wrap up, you know, what does it all mean, like, for the future of healthcare? Big picture stuff.
It really goes back to that idea of a balancing act. Like Kirchner said in her article, right? Providers, they're trying to stay afloat financially, but they also have to deliver top-notch care that puts the patient first.
Yeah, it's a tightrope walk for sure.
Hmm.
So are these new trends we've been talking about, like these patient financial access platforms and AI, are those the key to, like, staying balanced on that tightrope?
I think so, yeah. They're not just trends. They're tools, essential tools for navigating this crazy landscape. And it's not just about providers either. Patients have a role to play too.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, we have to be more informed, more engaged in our healthcare decisions. And that includes the financial side of things. We need to understand our options, ask questions, you know, advocate for ourselves. It's not like the old days where you just, like, passively accept whatever bill comes your way.
And that's where these platforms like Curate can really make a difference, right? By giving people the information and support they need to take control.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, right? Mm. And that shift from passive to active, it's crucial for a more sustainable system. For everyone.
Okay, so what's next? What's the next big thing in healthcare? I mean, we talked about AI handling some administrative tasks, but will it play an even bigger role down the line?
It's exciting to think about, right? Kirchner even hinted at a future where AI could take on even more complex tasks. Think about, like, assisting with diagnoses, analyzing medical images, maybe even helping create personalized treatment plans.
So technology helping humans, not replacing them.
Exactly. And I think we'll see even more personalized medicine using data and tech to tailor treatments to each individual. No more one size fits all.
Sounds pretty amazing, although maybe a little bit scary, too. So what can our listeners do to be a part of this? Help shape the future of healthcare?
That's the question, isn't it? How can you, whether you're a patient, a provider, or just someone who cares about this stuff, how can you help create a better system, a more financially sustainable system? One that puts patients first.
It's a big question, and it might feel overwhelming. But even small things can make a difference. Do your research, support those innovative startups, talk about these issues with your friends and family.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Absolutely. We're all in this together. The future of healthcare, it's not something that just happens to us. It's something we create.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into healthcare's future. We hope you learned a thing or two, maybe even got a little bit inspired. Remember, stay curious, stay engaged, and let's build the healthcare system we all deserve. See you next time.